new Mortal Kombat ransomware, and the February Patch Tuesday is here. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 15th of February, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. The US Federal Trade Commission has ordered international payment service MoneyGram to return $115 million to nearly 40,000 customers defrauded by scammers. The FTC says MoneyGram failed to crack down on scammers abusing their payment system for almost two decades. The FTC, together with the Justice Department, previously cracked down on MoneyGram in 2009, 2012, and 2018. MoneyGram had to refund $18 million to consumers in 2009, and the company also reached a $125 million settlement with the FTC in 2018. At the time, officials said that MoneyGram knew its service was being used to defraud consumers, but did very little about it, even when most of the fraudulent transactions were taking place only at a small subset of agent locations. According to the FTC, despite repeated warnings and legal actions, MoneyGram is still failing to implement basic fraud detection systems. In other news, domain registrar Namecheap says hackers breached its account with email delivery service SendGrid and abused it to send out DHL and MetaMask-themed phishing campaigns. Because the emails had the proper DKIM signature, they bypassed many email spam and security filters. In the aftermath of the hack, Namecheap says it shut down its SendGrid account. Unfortunately, this also inadvertently caused more issues for the company, which reported downtime for some of its services, such as the delivery of authentication codes, device verification procedures, and account password reset emails. Google's Jigsaw division says it ran a large disinformation pre-bunking experiment on social media last year. The experiment ran over two phases in September and December and targeted audiences in Poland, Czechia, and Slovakia. Jigsaw created and distributed videos to counter Russian disinformation campaigns that tried to scapegoat Ukrainian refugees for the escalating cost of living in Europe. Jigsaw says the videos ran on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok and reached large percentages of Czech, Slovakian, and Polish users, varying from 50 to 80% of each country's total internet population. Jigsaw says that despite the campaign's reach, it only saw a small improvement in the number of internet users capable of spotting disinformation. Similar experiments are also planned to run in Germany and India later this year. A Russian court has sentenced a member of the Lurk cybercrime group to 8.5 years in prison. Russian authorities cracked down on the Lurk gang in May 2016. The gang developed malware that stole more than 2.5 billion rubles from Russian bank accounts. Russian authorities say the suspect, identified as Galyeva AV, helped the gang run server infrastructure and software needed to facilitate unauthorized money transfers. Meanwhile, Spanish authorities have dismantled a cybercrime gang that stole more than 5 million euros from victims using phishing, smishing, vishing, and other social engineering techniques. The gang used more than 100 fake companies and bank accounts to collect the stolen money. Funds would typically be withdrawn via ATMs, sent abroad, or converted into cryptocurrency. Spanish police say they detained 9 suspects in total, with 8 arrested in Madrid and 1 in Miami. Blockchain analysis company Elliptic says Sinbad, a newly launched cryptocurrency mixing service, is very likely a rebranded reincarnation of Blender. The Blender mixing service shut down operations last May after it was sanctioned by the US Treasury for helping North Korean hackers launder hacked funds. Elliptic's findings come days after Chainalysis claimed Sinbad helped the same North Korean hackers launder a batch of funds stolen from cryptocurrency platform Harmony Bridge in June last year. Elliptic says a number of clues connect Sinbad to Blender, like transactions linking Sinbad to Blender-associated wallets and technical similarities between the platforms. Elliptic says Sinbad has a clear nexus to Russia, a country with a history of hosting cryptocurrency platforms used to launder cybercrime proceeds. Cisco Talos is tracking an unidentified threat actor that's using phishing campaigns to deploy a new ransomware strain named Mortal Kombat. The attacks have been taking place since December 2022. Not all infections ended with a Mortal Kombat ransomware infection. Cisco says it also saw the group deploy Laplace, a clipper that manipulates the victim's clipboard, replacing copied cryptocurrency addresses with malicious ones. In addition, the same threat actor has also scanned the internet for systems with exposed RDP ports, possibly to deploy Mortal Kombat. Security company Group IB says a Chinese APT known as the Tonto Team tried to infect two of its employees with malware in June last year. The attackers used phishing emails to deliver malicious Microsoft Office documents to the two employees. The company says it detected and blocked the attacks, which were aiming to install the bizonal double T backdoor on its systems. Group IB, which was originally founded in Russia, says the phishing emails were part of a larger Tonto Team campaign that targeted multiple Russian companies at the same time. Group IB says this is the second time the Tonto Team tried to hack its systems after a similar attempt a year before in June 2021. South Korean security firm Arnlab says a Chinese APT group named Dalbit carried out a large-scale operation against South Korean companies throughout last year. Arnlab says almost a third of the infected companies were all using the same enterprise software solution developed by a local company. Arnlab didn't name the vendor and says it can't tell if the attackers exploited a vulnerability in the product or if they exploited basic server misconfigurations. One of the largest Russian cybersecurity companies, Positive Technologies, has closed down its Czech and UK offices. The closures took place at the end of last year, according to a report from Russian business news outlet RBC. Positive's Western business had died out long before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The company was sanctioned by the US Treasury in April 2021 for providing hacking technology to the FSB and using its security conference as an FSB and GRU recruiting hub. The company still has offices in Kazakhstan and says it plans to open new offices in other countries. And lastly, as you know, yesterday was Patch Tuesday. We had security updates from the likes of Apple, Adobe, Git, Microsoft, and SAP. The Android project OpenSSL and VMware released security updates last week as well. The Microsoft and Apple updates are particularly important as they fix 4 zero-days, 3 in Microsoft products, and 1 in Apple's Safari WebKit engine. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Airlock Digital's co-founder, Daniel Schell, with an update on the company's latest release.
So this week we've got some news from Airlock regarding the new release of Airlock version 5.1. This version has improvements that reduce the amount of time necessary to maintain the application LR list, has tighter controls around exception handling, introduces command line blocking, for example, the ability to block run DLL when there's a HTTPS in the command line, and also the ability to block certificate thumbprints. We've also introduced our first LTS version of Airlock, introducing long-term support for customers in industries like critical infrastructure and manufacturing, where stability is important and change and risk need to be minimized. And finally, we've launched a new version of our website. It's kind of like in dark mode now, which features customer testimonials and the risky business product demo. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out at www.airlockdigital.com.
And that was Daniel Schell from today's sponsor, Airlock Digital. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.